Hello, everyone. This is Jack Manor, pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, with a Cornerstone devotional from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Robert Siepel, president of the Christian Humanitarian Aid Development and Advocacy Organization, World Vision, from 1987 to 1998, wrote in 1990, that in 1915, a Russian Christian was reading his Bible when he was beheaded. Years later, Siepel saw his Bible. It was large, thick, and well used, with a red stain that spread through most of the book. The stain was the blood of that martyred Russian Christian. About 70 years later, wrote Siepel, a large shipment of Bibles entered Romania from the West. The dictator leader of Romania had his lieutenants confiscate them, shred them, and turn them into pulp. And then they had the pulp reconstituted into toilet paper and sold to the West. Clearly, the leaders of Eastern Europe cared nothing for the Bible in the early years of the 20th century. Sadly, that same disregard has found its tenets in every generation, with people defending their contempt for God's Word with a myriad of excuses, ranging from the common, it was written by men, to the more hostile pretext, it contradicts itself. The real reason is closer to the fact that rather than the Bible contradicting itself, it contradicts its haters. It's been said before, and rightly so, that reading the Bible is like looking into a mirror. It shows you who you are deep inside. The great preacher Philip Brooks said, quote, "The Bible is like a telescope. If a man looks through his telescope, he sees worlds beyond. But if he looks at his telescope, he does not see anything but that. The Bible is a thing to be looked through, to see that which is beyond. But most people only look at it." Close quote. Is it not ironic that the vast majority of people who despise and disregard and denigrate the Bible have never truly, honestly read its truths with an open heart toward God? When we read the Bible regularly, we receive guidance and comfort and deep understanding of God, ourselves, and the Christian faith. Applying and acting upon biblical truth transforms us and fills us with courage and boldness to share the gospel of Jesus with lost people and to disciple other believers to become mature followers of Christ. Moreover, daily Bible intake will give us confidence in God's presence with us and wisdom to conquer life's challenging moments with faith. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 tells us that all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Thus, the Bible gives us knowledge that prepares us to accomplish all that God plans for us in His redemptive work in the world. The psalmist challenges us in Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, by affirming that blessings from God come to the person whose, quote, "delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." Close quote. God enables us to impact others for their good and for eternity when we practice a heart love for God's Word. Here's how Paul puts it in Colossians 3, verse 16. "Let the Word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing with one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Add to the benefits of the Bible protection and power to face and to overcome spiritual warfare that's aimed at nullifying God's Word in you and suffocating your faith. According to Ephesians 6, verse 17, one of the main pieces of the armor of God is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And finally, the Holy Spirit uses the Bible to rid us of sinfulness so we can be holy vessels of our Lord and Savior to accomplish His will. When we accept, apply, and act upon God's Word, the Holy Spirit cleanses our hearts. In this way, each of us becomes a vessel of honor, sanctified, useful to the Master, prepared for every good work, which is the goal of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. What, dear friend, is your relationship with the Bible? Is it close and personal? Is it vigorous and passionate? Is it consistent and ongoing? If not, open up God's Word daily and dive deeply into its truths. Be assured that God's Word is a lamp to your feet to show you where you are and a light to your path to show you where you need to go. This spiritual discipline is sure to change your life forever. This is Jack Maynard, pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and executive director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.